Give me a second.
Talk Shoe. Recorded live.
Amen. Hallelujah. The reason why we're doing homework is not so that we could, you know, just because I want to just pile on stuff, you know, for you to do. I know that you have busy lives and, you know, and have things that, you know, clutter your day every single day. But I want you to be able to, you know, the homework is for you to be able to spend time in introspection. Introspection is being able to look inside. Okay, look inside yourself and to be able to meditate on the word, to be able to see how that word applies to you, to be able to you know, make sure that you're grasping what it is that we're teaching and the things that we're sharing as we come together. So that is the purpose of us coming together. And I wanted you guys to know, I just don't want to just be piling things on you, you know. So I try to give you a week to get your stuff done because I know that you have other things that you need to do and whatever. I just want to give you opportunity to get it done. But it is important that you do get the assignments completed because completing the assignments will be part of what I'm factoring in to be able to give you your certificates for the class. Excuse me. The other thing that I wanted to discuss, because the question was raised, and I actually was asked by two people that are attending the course at this time. They were asking about the fact that, you know, they wanted to find out if the ministry, if Spirit of Deborah Ministries is offering licensing and ordination. There's a difference between licensing and ordination, okay? In order for me to be able to extend that to you in this kind of environment, I would have to be able to hear what's in you. And I don't mean just having a phone conversation. I mean, I would have to set up something, you know, in the way of these teaching sessions and be able to allow you to exercise at some point so that we can hear what God has deposited in you and that kind of thing. And, of course, I'm not trying to give you papers and have you run around like a bunch of crazies, you know what I'm saying, and you know, you not submit it to your pastors at church, you know, and that kind of thing, because I don't want to encourage that. Amen.
Amen.
You know, I want us to be encouraged to walk in submission and godly submission the way that the Lord would have us to, and you know that we will be in godly order. So yes, that is available, but it is, you know, it would be on a case by case basis kind of thing. You know, if I'm thinking that there's a little something quacky going on, you know, we had to talk. We got to talk about that. So praise the Lord. All right. So tonight, the first thing I want to do is I want to pose a question for you. We're going to have some in-class prophetic activations, and then we're going to have some that you do on your own. And for those of you that are online and you might feel like, you know, God has called you to the prophetic or whatever your specific calling is, I want to ask a question, and this is a question I want you to have a few minutes to think about it, but I want you to be able to share with us tonight, how do you know if you have a clear call, if you're called to be an apostle, if you're called to be a prophet, if you're called to be an evangelist, a teacher, whatever it is that God has called you to do? I want to know, do you have a clear call? And if you do have a clear call, how do you know? Okay, so if you're writing, those are the questions I want you to write down because we want to discuss that tonight. Do you have a clear call? What is it? You know what I mean? I want to know what area of the fivefold ministry do you feel like God, or do you know that he's confirmed to you that he's called you to? And how do you know? I want you to be able to tell me in detail how you know. And even to just, you know, without, you know, giving your whole life story, just be able to give a little bit of details about how you received your call and what manner, you know, you received your call in. And I think it's a good thing that we are able to talk to each other in this way than that way. I mean, even though we are not sitting and looking at each other face to face, this is still a class setting. So I want us to be able to do the things that we would normally do in School of Prophets. And so I'm interested in receiving feedback from you. I don't want you to just sit in. I'm doing all the teaching, and you're not saying anything. You know, I want you to be able to participate because these are the things that are going to stir your gifts. These are things that are going to keep you stirred up in your spirit. And so I'm going to give you a few minutes to think about that while I talk about a couple of other things. But I want to be able to come through each, you know, to come to each one of you tonight while we're on the line, and I want to find out from you about your calling and how you know that God has called you to that place, and you need to be able to tell me in detail tonight, or say to your class tonight in detail, you know, when you received your call and in what manner did the Lord call you. So, like, oh my God, I gotta talk. Yeah, you gotta talk tonight. So, the other thing that I wanna talk about is actually we are a week ahead of ourselves this week. I was so zealous last week just to teaching, and I just went ahead of myself, and I didn't realize it till I looked back at my book again. I said, wow, I wasn't supposed to teach that last week. So that, which is a good thing because that gives us space for some other things that we needed to do. So now listen, who wants to go first tonight? And
I'll
don't
go
be
first.
Hiding out because,
I'll go
oh,
first.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's perfect. It's Sherry, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, the Lord is moving. Amen. All right, come on, Prophet Sherry.
I'm really doing this for the rest of y'all so y'all can keep on thinking. do I have a clear call? Yes. Do you want specifics or you want me to just go on to the next question?
Well,
the first question was,
answer,
do I have a clear call, right?
Yes. Do you have a clear call, and what is it?
Oh, okay.
And how do you know?
Yes, I have a clear call, and I think it's a dual call between prophet and apostle being way down the road. And in detail, how I received my call was about maybe 12 years ago. Now that I look at it, after a very traumatic event, it was like the Lord just came and arrested my spirit. That is time. And from there
wow.
came a series of events that literally broke me down to nothing. And when I look back in the past, it was like he was ripping my mind out, ripping my heart out, ripping my soul out, and saying,
Jesus.
Now I'm going to rebuild you.
Jesus.
And my mother, one of the first books that my mother gave me was The Elijah Task, and it talks about the call of the prophet. And she gave me this book, and she said, you know, you need to start reading this book. And I had two reoccurring dreams, and in the dream, the Lord is telling me that I am called and anointed to be a prophet. And it's a dream, and he says, out of your mouth shall flow rivers of living water. And the water
uh-huh.
is so forceful coming out of my mouth that it's literally pulling me back. And I'm flying through the air.
Wow.
And I had that dream twice now. And he told me that he was going to take me far. And I've had several confirmations of that. I don't rely on confirmations of what I'm called to do, but it's always comforting and reassuring to know that I'm on the right track and I'm not crazy. and I'm called to to the office that I'm called to. So, is that good? Was that good?
That's good. That's good. That
okay.
was very. You answered the question.
Okay.
Amen. All right, who's next?
I'll
come on now. I know we're all on the line. Thank you, Jesus.
Missionary Shelman.
Amen.
Yes, my call is quite clear, although sometimes I try to I won't say try to, but I do, you know, well, Lord, are you saying this? And, but deep down inside, I know. The call is clear, but the activation, I hesitate sometimes because I don't know if it's, I'm just confused or I'm in fear. I'm not sure. But yes, the call is clear. And I began to know it, but I really didn't know it. What I mean by that is it all started, you know, when I was a child. You know, I did things. God did things. I know now it was God, and the things he had predestined for me to do, it's not something I learned or just say, well, okay, I'm in God now, so this is what I want to do. These things were making me all alone, and the things I'm referring to is the activation of the fivefold ministry as a whole. Where exactly do I fit in these things in order that God wants? That's where I'm lacking. But my call is clear.
Okay, so what is it?
Fivefold ministry.
Okay, that's not... come on now, missionary. What is that? Don't be afraid to say it. You know what you are.
Well, I know that I am a Shamar prophet, and I have the power and the knowledge to start things the way God would have them to be.
Mm-hmm.
And teaching... You know, I love to teach. I know I don't know everything, but I like to dig deep. I like to really find out. It's not enough for me just to know, okay, this is the way it is. I have to find out why I think like that or why it goes like that. And when I have a understanding of those things, then my obedience is a little more easier for me to do, and I have in me not to just hold on to that I have learned.
Uh-huh.
I have to share it. I have to share it.
Amen. Praise God. And for those of you who are not familiar with the term Shamar Prophet, which is something that basically is just talking about the ministry of intercession, that really that's part of the call of every person that has called themselves a prophet. If you think you're a prophet, you have the ministry of intercession. That is our first ministry, and we're going to talk about that when we start talking about prayer, you know, and types of prayer, and then we'll also lay a foundation about the different kinds of prophets and different things like that, because understanding what God has called you to and the kind of person that he has called you to be under that mantle is going to take a lot of the guesswork out of what you're doing for God. And hold on for a second. I'm sorry. I'm catching reverb here. Sorry. In the hallway, right there. Sorry. And you know, you need to have an understanding of who you are and who God has called you to be. That helps us get delivered from identity crises. You
Amen.
Know, and it's important that we know.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's important for us to know who we are and you know, who God has called us to be. And when you understand that, then you're not defined by how somebody else operates.
Amen.
You're not defined by the way somebody else flows in their gifting and how God uses them. And just because this person is a prophet and they flow like that, then you don't have to look at yourself and say, well, if I'm a prophet, how come I don't operate like that? You know, God gives us all different mantles in our callings, and we have to learn how to flow in the place that He's called us to flow, and not, you know, measure ourselves by others that are around us. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. So now, who wants to go next? Hallelujah.
To go track.
I'm at work.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I couldn't hear. I had two people talking. What happened?
I don't know.
Well, I said I'll go next since I'm at work.
Oh, okay. All right. Go ahead, Evangelist Johnson.
Okay. My name is Yolanda Johnson. I am a licensed evangelist with a prophetic call or a prophetess. And I'm glad that Prophet Phil pointed out that every prophet don't operate exactly the same. Because, you know, some people can just, you know, flow in prophesying to people. And I'm more of a, I evangelize, and if God give me a word, I'll flow that way. And how do I know? Okay. I know because, I guess, ever since I was a child, I've always been an eloquent speaker and able to break the word of God down. And the word of God says to rightly divide the word of truth. I've been able to rightly divide it and dig off into it and get the meat of it and expound on it. And as I got older, and like Prophet Sub was pointing out about the Shema prophet, or the first call of a prophet is to be an intercessor. I've always been an intercessor. I've always, even as a child, my mother would tell people, if you need God to do something for you, go to Yolanda. She know how to reach God. And I would begin to just pray. And one thing I learned about intercession is that when you are truly interceding for someone, you take on whatever it is that they're going through at that moment while you're praying for them. In order to intercede, because you can't intercede for somebody if you don't understand what they're feeling. And again, like I said, I didn't know what I was called to do. I didn't understand it really until about 15 years ago, though I knew that I had a call on my life about 25 years ago. So it took another 10 years for me to realize what the call was, why the call was, and then it took me all of these 15 years to actually be in a ministry under a leader who actually saw the gift, saw the calling, and began to instruct and to activate and to nurture that gift and that calling so that I would understand. So that's how I'm.
Well, that was good. Yeah, no, you did excellent. And actually, I'm glad that you said some of the things that you said, which was that, you know, it took that time, you know, for us to be able to, you know, for you to be able to, you know, between the time God lets you know what He called you to do and then that grooming process, you know, being under a leader, somebody being able to see what was in you and to be able to nurture that thing and pull it out. And so that's important that we be able to do that. This is why we need fivefold gifts in the body, and they need to have expression, because by these gifts having their expression in the body, it allows for growth of those who are, you know, the others who are in the body. So the pastor doesn't have it all. The evangelist doesn't have it all. The prophet doesn't have it all. We need to work together. And Ephesians 4 talks about edifying the body. That's how the body is edified. And I think it's important, you know, and as we learn, you begin to see, and we talk about those different calls and those different types of prophets, you begin to be able to see, oh, that's why God deals with me like that. Okay, that's how come, the Lord leads me in that way, you know, because there's a certain way that God deals with each one of us. And so we have to learn how to be comfortable in our own context. You understand what I'm saying? Some people say be comfortable in your own skin, but I'm saying in your own context. You cannot, look at somebody else and say, well, I need to be like that. You need to be able to be the way that God has ordained for you to be. And all prophets don't prophesy all the time. They don't always just flow out with thus saith the Lord.
Say
you
that.
Know what I'm saying? A lot of times, some prophets are teaching prophets. All prophets should be teaching prophets, period. I mean, and I think that if there's any gift, evangelist, pastor, every gift ought to be able to teach. And if you don't have the ministry of teaching, you need to sit down and learn to develop that ministry of teaching. Because the Bible tells us that we should all be able to give an answer to every man for the faith that lies in us. And that comes through a teaching. You have to begin. You can't just say, well, I'm saved because Jesus died for me. I mean, you got to actually sit down and give somebody an understanding line upon line about what salvation is.
Yeah.
So it's important that we be able to embrace who God has called us to be and be comfortable in our own context. It's very, very important. So that was a good thing. Thank you, Jesus. I appreciate you sharing that. Apostle Jackson, was you ready?
Yeah, I'll try. I was going over the lesson this afternoon, and I realized you was going to ask us this question. But being clear, Prophetess Stud, I'm only clear when I'm moving in that office. When God called me for the apostle anointed, I'm clear that that's what he wants me to do at that time, whether it's the pastor, I'm clear, the evangelist, I'm clear.
Mm-hmm.
Only when I get into that area am I clear.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes down to, for the prophet to wake up, I am clear that
mm-hmm.
that's what he wants me to do.
Mm-hmm.
When I was called into at different times when I was in 1984, I had a heart and a passion for evangelistic because I came out of the street. So it was just in me to be an evangelist.
Mm-hmm.
And around about 1986, God called me the pastor. And
mm-hmm.
then after that, it became 1999. I believe the prophetic gift came upon my life.
Mm-hmm.
And around about 2001, God called me to be an apostle. And just lately, around about 2005, I really got an anointing to teach. other than that, you know, God is in the, but I believe that my primary calling, if that makes any sense, is to
mm-hmm.
be an apostle, because now God sent me in places where it's like it needed an apostle correction and
mm-hmm.
and setting up churches and
mm-hmm.
it's just a lot of apostle things I believe I'm doing, I hope I'm doing, and that's why I'm in this class now to try to find a clearer understanding of what's really God is really doing in my life.
Amen.
Amen. And I'm not
saying
to say I don't know everything.
Amen. We all on that street right there, Apostle.
Amen.
We don't.
I want to know, am I making any sense at all?
Yes.
Yeah, well, actually, I'm getting some questions.
Amen. Amen. All I know, but there is one of the anointings that come upon me. That's the prophet office. I don't like to be called a prophet because folks is asking me for things that I'm not going to lie to them. So they'll call me up talking about, do you have a word for me? I tell them, yeah, I think it's a thick book. Anytime you want to open up one, and I don't have no word like that. I'm not on the spot. I just don't have it. So I'm scared of that office, really. And that's what I'm trying to really learn, how to flow in that office, that I don't become a false prophet.
Amen.
Y'all
well, I think
that's why I'm here.
But you know, and I tell people this all the time, that is the first key to not becoming a false prophet. When you don't want to become a false prophet, you won't. When you know, because that means that you're walking circumspectly and you are being cautious as to how you move. You know what I'm saying? Somebody who's just willy-nilly all over the place and not paying attention, you know, and is not taking heed to their spirit is more likely to become false, you know, more than somebody who is actually trying to make sure that they don't do those things, so, you know, make sure they are out of God's will. And I want to tell you, Apostle, you know, take courage, because that is something that has happened, I think, to all of us, that if folks find out that prophet is in your name, or
Amen.
That you do have the gift of prophecy, folks do want to call you. I've had people I have never met before in my whole life, never known them from a door hanging on a door hinge, okay, and they would call or send me an email and say, I saw you are a prophetess. I want to know, did the Lord tell you anything about me? And I'm saying to myself, how in the world?
Not while I'm sleeping, he told me about you.
I've never said to you.
And not even while I'm awake, he didn't tell me, you know. And now I can say that there have been times when people have, you know, they have contacted me and asked me, did the Lord tell you something, blah, blah, blah. And I would engage in conversation with
yes.
them. And then
yes.
through our conversation, you know,
yes.
the Lord will begin to speak as we are talking.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? But to just come out of the clear blue sky, and I'm not saying that God cannot do that, because that
mm-hmm.
has happened to me before. I'll be in the store, and the Lord will speak
mm-hmm.
to me about somebody that I don't know. You
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying? And I'll go and tell them what thus saith the Lord. You know, and of course we have to walk carefully with that. But I do, I'll go and tell them what I know that God is saying, you know, to me at that moment. But, you know, that's the thing. We can't allow people to push us over into something else that God haven't called us to do. And that's where really knowing our own identity is really going to come into play, because, you know, if you know who you are and who you're not, then people can't sway you,
mm-hmm.
you know. And we really got to have a good grasp of who we are and who
Amen.
We are not.
Amen.
That's so very important, you know. You shouldn't have to have nobody come and rebuke you and tell you, look, you out of your sphere of influence, and that's not the anointing that God has placed on your life. And really, that's the purpose of us having this kind of forum, is because, you know, when the Lord birthed this in my spirit, it was because I was so grieved about all these people calling themselves prophets, and they were just everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, just all over the place, unruly, you know. And I mean, I think it's bad, and we do ourselves, we do God, we do our families, we do the church a disservice when we become so spiritual that we no good for nothing.
Amen.
You understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
I mean, we are so deep and wonderful that we can't go home and cook dinner. I mean, what spirit is that? You understand what I'm saying? That you can't be, you know, it seems like the closer we get to God, it should teach us better how to be a wife. It should teach
Amen.
Us better how to be husbands. Teach
Amen.
Us better how to walk in obedience to God. But what we have
Amen.
Seen has been the flip side, where
Amen.
People, they get anointed and they lose their mind. You know, and that's not godly balance. You know, that's not a godly balance. Because the closer we get to God, the more humble we should become. And we should be more sensitive to one another's needs. And we should become greater servants as God elevates us. And so that is something that we have to really begin to check ourselves and see whether this elevation that we're thinking that we're receiving, is this God or is this us elevating ourselves?
Oh, I'll say it again.
Amen.
You know, because we got to have the right spirit. It's got to look like Jesus. It's got to sound like Jesus in order for it to be Jesus, like it should be.
Amen.
So that's important. That's important. So, amen. Who else want to go? And I see. Prophetess Shanitha is on the line here. Hi now. But she was. I think we lost her. Okay. Who is this on the line from Georgia?
Oh, this is Celeste.
How are
you doing? I said Celeste. How you doing?
God bless you. How are you?
I'm blessed. How you doing? I was just listening to some of the things you were saying, and I don't
uh-huh.
want to. I said I was listening to some of the things you were saying.
Uh huh.
And I didn't want to interrupt, but it a lot of stuff you were saying it's very true, because a lot of people. I'm in Georgia. I'm here for school. But I'm originally from
mm-hmm.
Los Angeles. I'm originally from Los Angeles, California.
Okay.
I grew up there. But I know that I have to get some prophecy. And I never did even tell anybody that I was a prophet. I never carried that name as, oh, I'm prophetess, this and prophet that. But people that knew that I had the gift, they would come and say, oh, you have a word? That's why I was laughing. You have a word for me? You got, it's in your belly. bring it out, sister. Come on. And sometimes I feel so, like I was, I don't know, feel like I was, like, not in order, so I go on and say something to them. And it would be true what I was saying. But then I caught myself. I said, God, I don't want to be false, because if you give me something to say, either way it goes, it's going to be confirmation to him.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, people be all over. That's why a lot of times when the Lord gives me something to say to people, I make sure it's him. I don't go and say it.
Right. Right.
But
and think, it's important that we do that.
Yeah.
That's why I do that all the time.
Yeah. And then, too,
it's,
I mean, and
it's
that's
hard
part
to even send this gift.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Sometimes it's even, like right now, it's even hard for me to really walk in my calling.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of slacked in it, but I'm giving it steady by steady. The Lord still used me in that gift. But I don't know. I don't know.
Well, that's one of the things that we need to understand, and no matter what it is that he's called us to, whatever area of the fivefold ministry, evangelist, pastor, whatever, you know, you can't turn your gift off and on.
That's
you
right.
are who God has called you to be. If you, you know, if you get up on the left side of the bed, it don't mean that just because you usually get up on the right side of the bed that you're not the same person. You know what I'm saying? That doesn't change anything, you know. And so a lot of times, you know, especially when we start going through our issues and whatever, we start questioning ourselves. And so this is why you have to make sure that, and the Bible tells us to make our calling and election sure. And so this is why we got to understand, do I have a clear call? Because even when I'm going through and all hell breaks loose, you know, am I still going to be sure that God called me when my lights get cut off, when they come and repossess my car, you know what I'm saying, when I got to bury my dad, you know, when I don't hear God speaking to me, when I don't feel no prophetic flow or ain't no doors opening, and, you know, am I still going to know that I'm still God's called and anointed regardless of what I'm going through? And I was sharing with someone earlier today how the Bible tells us many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. We cannot get that out of our mind. We cannot, you know, be so foolish to forget that there are many, many things that we're going to have to suffer for the name of Jesus. And, you know, right now in our country, we don't have it where they're putting us in jail, you know, for the gospel. But there are other things that we have to deal with. Like, amen, not yet. I agree.
Sorry.
You know, but that's all right. But there are other things that we have to deal with. We have to be antagonized by the spirit of the enemy because of our stand and because of our walk with God. And so we really got to get this identity issue together. We got to get ourselves together so that if we face a test like Jesus did when he was walking, you know, when he was fasting and in the wilderness, where the devil kept coming to him and saying, well, if you be the Son of God, well, you know, why don't you cast yourself off this mountain? You know, and every one of us are going to have to go through that if thou test. Every last one of us. That was identity test. And because Jesus knew who he was, he wasn't tempted to operate illegally.
Amen.
Based on whatever his need was. Because sometimes the things that we go through will cause us to think that we can abuse our positions and abuse the authority that God has given us. And see, we got to walk in integrity.
Yes.
Amen.
We have to walk in integrity in our calling and in our anointing. And so this is why we got to get our feet on a firm foundation. We got to get ourselves, you know, centered in Jesus and not allow ourselves to be moved by whatever the circumstances are. We just cannot do it. This is a part of our walk. Now, we boo-hooed and we cried, Lord, I'll go wherever you want me to go. My soul say yes. All that wonderful stuff. And then when all hell starts breaking loose, we're like, I think I want to take that yes back. You know, and one of the things I found out about God, he always gets us to the place where we give him a yes before he tells us what we're saying yes to. And it's not because he's trying to play a trick on us, but he knows the human mind. If we knew what we were saying yes to, the answer would be no. Just as clear. It would be absolutely not. I'm not doing that, God. You know, and so we got to be willing to give God a yes and mean it, no matter what it is that we are going through. Amen.
Amen.
All right, now let me see. I'm looking for Prophetess Shanitha. I know she on this line.
I'm here. I'm sorry. I've been muting because
Amen.
Of my son. I'm sorry. I got on. I think one of the other ladies was talking, and I didn't hear the question. So I think from what I'm listening from is that we're saying what we believe God has called us to. Is that correct?
Basically, what the question is, do you have a clear call? And if so, what is it? And if you know what it is, how do you know?
Okay. Well, I don't know. God uses me in so many different ways that I'm not sure which way or how he wants to use me. I just know the different ways he uses me. So I am looking and speaking for him to, you know, let me know, you know, what's my direction, my mission, you know. I don't know.
Like me.
And so I won't give up until, you know, I just continue to do whatever he tells me until, you know, he just sits me down and say, give me, you know, a vision or I don't know. I'm really new to this. I just stepped out when he said I was a prophet and did it, you know. And it was during that time it wasn't, you know, you didn't hear about people being prophet. I know not in Arkansas. You didn't, or in my area, in Little Rock. So I just, you know, I did it, and, you know, it caused a little friction or whatever between me and my peers because we were, you know, from the church I come from, we were evangelists, you know, or missionaries or whatever. So, you know, after I started verbally saying that and stopped being afraid, you know, of what they would say or what people were kind of being embarrassed about a little bit, not wanting people to think I was trying to be more than what I was, then God would send people to confirm it, but he wouldn't write it until I spoke it out first and said it. So that's where I've been the last several years.
Wow.
Doing whatever God wants me to do.
So what I'm hearing you say is that God has said to you that he called you to be a prophet.
Yes,
but
ma'am.
What did you went into the cave?
Did I go into the cave?
You went into a cave. In other words, you kind of like went in hiding because you were receiving persecution.
Yes, I did. And then after that, you know, through much growing and learning and weeping, I just, you know, he just helped me, you know. And now I say it boldly. I don't care who, you know what I'm saying. Because I understand now that a leader has to stand out. You can't walk with the people and be a leader. You have to go step out and just step into what God has called you to do, you know, even if you don't know, you know, the
right.
full entity of, you just got to do what, you know, he's told you to do. So that's why I'm at. As far as the type of prophet and all that, that's what I'm saying. I don't know, you know.
We're going to get into that. We're going to cover that part.
Okay.
So that's a good thing. That's okay. That's okay. But, I mean, I would take it that then you do know what God is. He's called you to be a prophet. You just don't. You haven't been able to pinpoint what kind of prophet yet.
No, I haven't. I mean, I like you said, prophetic flow. I do that in praise and worship. I just go to another place, or you know, in intercession. You know, it's just, you know.
Well, that's a clear sign.
Things.
Yeah, that's clear.
See, that's how what I first thought I was. At first, I thought I was just called to be an intercessor. You know, because that's where it started, you know, when I would cry and weep while everybody else was rejoicing. And they were like, what's wrong with you? You okay? And, I didn't understand myself, you know, but I just knew what I saw in the heaviness, you know. And then what time mm-hmm. when I was rejoicing and shouting the victory, everybody else was, you know, it was like I was always different, you know, so.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty clear. That's pretty clear. And you know, like I said, when we get into the prayer, the types of prayer, and then, the ministries of the prophet, when we get into all of that, it's going to turn the lights on if they're not already on. I mean, I think the lights are on, but you're going to understand why they're on.
Right. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's going to help you to understand why the lights are actually on. So.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Missionary Hillman?
Yes, I'm here.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Oh well, praise the Lord. You said, do I have a clear call? I know I've been called, but to what? I don't have a clear call. That's why I signed up for this class. You know, got into this class. So hopefully, through listening to everyone and learning what you're putting out, you know, I will have a more clear call to what God has called me to be. But all I know that I've been anointed by God, because every time I'm asked to speak or whatever and I get before people, the anointing flows. But for being a prophet, that I don't know. But I've been prophesied to so many times concerning that I'm more than just a missionary or whatever, even by you. So I'm here to be open to learn, you know, to find out more about how to follow God, you know, into what I'm really supposed to be in this last few hour. I do know my life is anointed, and I've been trying to run from it, but I can't. I can't help. I'm not bragging, but, you know, God has anointed my life, but to really, you know, flow like, and be bold like I've heard you and other people of God is really, I mean, bold. I'm praying for that boldness that God will open up my understanding to, with a clarity that who He really wants me to be in this last damn hour.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's good. That's a good place to start right there.
Amen.
Yes.
that's a good place to start right there. Amen. Hallelujah.
So that's me in
Amen.
A nutshell. I'm here to learn and be open.
Amen. We pray. I pray that something that someone says, you know, is going to be encouraging and uplifting to you. And I'm sure that it will be. Because
it's
we
already
have people. Amen. And that's a blessing. Because, I mean, we have people on the line that's been through a little bit of everything, you know.
Right.
And so I know that somebody got some kind of experience that's going to be a help to somebody else.
Right.
Amen.
I noticed
Amen.
That we have several dual calls.
Yes.
A lot of evangelist prophets, prophet
mm-hmm.
evangelists. And so it's just, I'm enjoying this.
Amen, amen. And that's a good thing, you know. It's not necessarily having just one specialty, you know, but God using us to do whatever He wants us to do in the body.
Amen.
And I love that because the Bible says that every joint supplies, we are fitly joined together. You know, like lock in the, you know, a key in a lock, everything goes, goes together the way that it should be.
Amen.
Amen.
Hello?
Amen. Sister Liddell, hello?
I had a question.
Yes.
I heard someone on the line said that someone prophesied to them.
That was Missionary Hillman.
Praise the Lord. Can you answer this question? Why nobody don't ever want to prophesy to me?
Ooh, I can answer that one.
You know, the Lord prophesies to people, but it looks like don't nobody have no word for me no matter where I go. People come to my church. And they just walk by me and my wife like we ain't saved.
Wow.
I can answer that question for you.
Go ahead.
This is Celeste from Georgia. I'm a young person, so bear with me. Well, because the reason why I was laughing like up to everybody on the line is because I've been in services, even back home in California, where people in the services, they will prophesy to other people and they won't prophesy to me. And I'm thinking like, Lord, why didn't it prophesy to me? But I didn't really go there to get a word. I'm just like, ever since I've been to in a service, they never came by me. And so somebody brought to my attention that the reason why they haven't, if they are prophets or something or apostles, they probably see that you already have the gift of prophecy.
Okay.
And or either, you know, what's the scripture? I can't think of the scripture. You not. In your own home, you're not. I can't get the scripture out. I can't even get it.
Oh, that a prophet is without honor in his own home.
Yes. Yeah. Or either, not even that. They may, like, if I come in your service and I'm a prophet to you, either the Lord didn't give me the Lord didn't give me nothing for you, nothing for you, or either it's because I can see that you already have the gift of prophecy or whatever, and I won't come to you and prophesy because that'd be dull. Because if I go to somebody else and prophesy to them that's already have the gift, they'll look at me like, well, he's a prophet, so I don't have to tell him anything because he knows. Sometimes they will come to you and prophesy. So don't feel left out, because I've been in many services where, I mean, they prophesy to my friend or they prophesy to my neighbor, but not me. And sometimes I did feel discouraged because I was like, God, am I walking up right? Why did it come up to me? But somebody told me, no, it's not that. It's just that they either know that you have a tremendous gift on you, a calling on your life, and they can see that gift in you, or sometimes you're not ready to hear what they have to say. Because I know one time I was in a service back home, this prophet told me, he said, I can't tell you nothing right now because you're not ready to hear it. I looked at him like, why? I said, I am ready. He said, no, spiritually, you're not at the level to understand what I'm about to tell you, what the Lord wants you to know. You have to get to a level. And sometimes we don't be spiritual. In maturity enough.
I was going to say, that's one of those things that he probably should have kept that to himself.
Thank you.
That if he feels like, if he felt like, sometimes people say that because they don't have no word. sometimes they don't have no word. And then I'm be quiet in a minute so that Prophet Sherry could say what she was going to say. But the other thing, too, Apostle, could be is just that sometimes they just, it could be that they're intimidated, to come to you and say, because they know that you're an apostle. So to come to you and say, this is what the Lord is saying, sometimes people may be intimidated.
But a show would be nice.
let me interject here. Can I interject,
go ahead,
please?
Go ahead.
When you are in a service, and I know the problem really is that we are so used to seeing these prophets that are prophesying cars and houses, and there's nothing wrong with that if God has not given. I mean, that's fine if that's what God gave you to prophesy. But the thing is when you get a word from the Lord, it's usually a rebuke at your level.
Hello.
So if you are doing what you are supposed to be doing in the Lord, there's nothing to be said to you.
Right.
Because you've already been given instructions, and now God expects you to carry it through. Now, if somebody has to come and give you a word, then you're out of order. And God has to literally go out of his way to say what he wants to say to you.
That's good.
Did I do all right?
Yes, because every preacher come to my house, I tell him or her, I say, if God tell you bring it in the house, I don't care if it's me. I said, be free, preach. But they never had nothing for me.
And usually when you give a word to somebody, it's because they're lacking faith in an area.
I hear you. Thank you. You really blessed me tonight.
But there should be words of admonition and words of encouragement that should still be able to come through the house. And sometimes it's because people don't have that depth of vision. They can't see. You know what I'm saying? And it could be intimidation, and it could be that they just don't see. You know what I'm saying? They just can't see.
And
you
for
know,
a long time, God didn't reveal people about me.
Mm-hmm.
And he does that to protect us.
Amen.
Right. Right.
Sorry.
No, that was good. That was good. That was good.
Can I interject?
That's solid.
Yes.
A lot of times in church, and my heart would be at a certain level, and whatever God would have to say, I want to hear it. You know, I'd be so hungry. But every time, either they wouldn't say anything to me, or if they would, it would tear my spirit. But I either plead the blood of Jesus under my breath, I'm not shame up anymore. I have a walking impairment. I don't call myself disabled anymore.
Amen.
And I've been that way since 16. But every time I turn around, they want to, you know, lay hands on my legs, and I be like, God, this is not the problem. I'm not going to jump in and say they are false prophets, but God, you can't be telling this because you know me better than anybody. And you know the problem ain't my legs. It ain't my back. Praise God.
Amen.
And
Amen.
I did all this, and down through the years, he allowed a lot of things to happen to get me in a frame of mind. And then, you know, it was to a point I had to know. And then I came to find out everybody can't deal with me. Everybody can't.
Amen.
Because if they see, they're not going to deliver because they'd be like, oh, not her.
So yeah. See that.
Be somebody else.
See that.
And then just certain people, when they have a word for me, it's like an inside, it be there. And if they're not at that level, they're not going to minister me like probably Terry say. I agree with her. Sometimes God, everybody can't, they're not going to minister to me. And that's why I love my pastor. You know, God can show him something. He don't say it every time. Everything God show him, he does not say it.
Praise
and
God.
I love it.
We could all benefit from some of that, being tactful like that. You know, we could all benefit from that, you know, but sometimes, you know, and that shows us where we have grown in the spirit, because everything that God, like you just said, everything that God shows us is not always for us to say, thus saith the Lord, you know, and sometimes we let go of words out of season. We give words out of season because of our zeal, and we feel, oh, the Lord told me this, so I got to tell you, you know, instead of waiting on the timing of the Lord. Because I believe that there's a season that when God speaks, then there's also a season to bring that word to the forefront, and God will always make a way for that word to come to the forefront so that his people will be able to hear what he's speaking in that hour.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Sister Liddell, I know you're still here on the line.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I was hiding.
I'll repeat the question. Good. Well, good. No hiding on the line.
Okay. I'm coming out.
Amen.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Come out of the cave. I got to laugh because that was one of the words the other night, that I was in a cave. It got to come out.
Jesus.
But all I can say is, to be honest, I'm just trying to come to the grips of being a leader.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
And I know that God has called me for something. I don't know what it is. But he's just trying to get me to come to the reality that I am a leader.
Amen.
And the reason why I didn't want to be a leader or anything, because I used to say I didn't want to be accountable for anybody.
Amen.
I said, Lord, I don't I can barely be accountable for myself, much less anybody else.
That's a good place to start.
You know, and it's like, and I would always say, God, you know, I don't even want to be called sister somebody. If you just call me Liddell, because so many people get wrapped up in titles
mm-hmm.
that I didn't want no title. I still don't want a title.
Amen.
Because
like
God,
me.
If you're gonna give me a title, I don't want the title to go to my head. I want God to be my head. I don't
mm-hmm.
want a title to be my head. So it's like I'm just coming to grips about this whole leadership thing. And I know that He's called me to be a leader in some kind of way, because I always got somebody that wanna come with me somewhere. That want to always know what I know, that always want to do what I do, and I'm telling them, don't follow me.
Amen.
You know, because I'm just trying to get my walk right. I'm trying to get it right, so whatever He called me to do, I could do. But
amen.
My bottom line is I've been called for something. How do I know? because I know He ain't leaving me alone until I say yes to some kind of leadership.
Amen.
And right now He won't leave me alone right now. So He waking me up in the middle of the night. He giving me dreams and stuff like that. So I've been called for something. I'm just waiting on Him to tell me what.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I like that. Been called to something. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
So I've laid down trying to fight against the leadership. I won't fight against leadership. Okay, I come to terms with being a leader.
That's good.
But,
glory.
You got to tell me what, Lord.
He
so
did.
I'm just saying, I'll say yes to leadership, but I don't know what.
Amen. Well, we know that as you continue to wait on the Lord, He gonna reveal what. Amen. That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Because he was getting on me about, you know, different things about I was looking at my abilities, and he knows I don't like disability, and he gave me something else to use a long time ago. He said, no, it's not your disability. You don't have a disability. You have a God ability.
Amen.
So
Amen.
Everything that I've called you to do, you have the ability to do what God tells you to do.
Amen.
So I have a God ability, so I'm coming to grips.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. That's a good thing.
Amen.
That's
yes.
a good thing. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Calvin?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
I do have a clear call. And what it is, as many people on the line tonight, it's not just. But if I had to choose one out of them all, I would go for and say the office of the prophet.
Amen.
If you just choose one.
Yes, ma'am. Out of them all.
That's cute.
Yes, ma'am. And how do I know? My God, well, let's start with this. Other people knew before I knew, you know. I'd be in service or wherever, you know, and a man or woman of God would come to me and say, well, you know, Calvin, you know, God is going to use you in a great way. You know, you're going to preach, you're going to teach, you're going to prophesy, you're going to do this, you know. And sometimes, you know, at first, you know, I get happy, start shouting, leaping all around the church and everything, you know. But when folks started getting outrageous, you know, and just telling me that because of the way I carried myself, you know, then I was like, okay, you know, well, whatever, you know, if God want me to do this, you know, He'll tell me Himself. You know, but the place I was in, you know, the whole time God was speaking, but because I wouldn't actually be still and listen to Him, I couldn't hear Him. So, you know, when I actually got tired of hearing everybody else telling me what God wanted me to do, you know, and me not hearing God for myself, I sat down, you know, and I started praying, I started fasting, and I started asking God, you know, God, whatever you would have me to do, you show me, you tell me, you know, and many times God would show me, you know, through, you know, different things, dreams, visions, you know, that He wanted me to preach, He wanted me to teach, He wanted me to prophesy, you know. And so when God began to show me, you know, that's when I started working to doing, you know, the things that God has called me to do, you know. And when I actually realized, you know, what the callings were, you know, and what the requirements were I had to do, It's like then that's when I started running from it. Like, God, you know, I don't want to do this. I don't want to preach. I don't want to teach. You know, I just be happy as a regular lay member in the church. You know, I just be a usher. I do something, you know, I ain't got to do nothing too hard to do, you know. But when I realized that God called me to it and I got to do it anyway, you know, that's when I said, well, okay, I do. You know, Lord, I do whatever you want me to do.
Amen.
Praise so God. You're called to prophet and apostle?
Ma'am?
Are you called to the prophetic office and the apostle office?
As far as the office of the apostle, I don't think so. But I believe God has called me, you know, to be, like I said, in the office of the prophet and as well as the minister.
Amen. Pastor.
Saying, you mean pastor?
No, ma'am, I don't want to.
Okay,
I'm just asking because I'm a minister.
Okay, you know. Okay.
Brother Kevin, I pick at him. Amen.
Yeah.
I don't want to say if God said, then yeah, you know, but I ain't heard that one yet. I ain't got that replay.
That's cute.
Amen. 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 Well, that's. It's good that, you know, we listen to everybody has varying experiences. And Sister Monica, did you want to add anything? I didn't want to leave you out.
Huh? Okay, I was just listening to what you all had to say. I was almost asleep because I just did for good today, but I'm glad I came in through Missionary Shelman to just listen in. What I'm hearing is, It's just feeding my soul. I'm just a servant, but when I hear the prophets and the ministry, I just get all excited. But I was just thinking about scripture. I don't know who said it, but I think it was Paul. Jesus said, "Who do men say that I am?" And he said, "Some say that I'm John the Baptist and all of that." That was John.
Jesus said it.
Oh, who did? Jesus, right? He said it to who though? He said that some say John the Baptist and some say this and some say that. But he said, "Who do you say that I am?" And he said, "For I say you are the Son of God." He said, "Only the Spirit revealed that to you." And so when we have our ministries, only the Spirit of God can reveal what we are in God.
Amen.
See, and like I was reading today, the woman of Samaria, she went around and told the people that come and listen to me and told me all things, you know? Mm-hmm. And it was just like, how excited they were to hear a prophet say, this man is a prophet. You know, when we go about, we have to have the Lord in our lives and the anointing and all that. When I'm in the ministry, in the midst of the ministry, I get excited, I get healed, I get delivered. It's just exciting to just listen to all you all that have this ministry, because you all make up the church. You know, God is coming for a church without a spot or wrinkle. And when you all come together, he is there in the midst. And his works, like those up in the upper room, together on one accord. And then the Holy Spirit was all over them. So like I said, the Spirit has to tell each and every one of y'all, what is y'all calling? And when I hear what y'all calling, I just get excited just to listen. And that's all I have to say. And God bless you all. It has been exciting just to listen to each and individual one. It really has.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. And that's good because that's what we're supposed to do. And that's the intention that, you know, the things that are being said by others would be uplifting, number one, and be encouraging. Because sometimes we feel like it's just us going through by ourselves. Lord, I'm feeling confused. How come I can't, you know, I need somebody that can identify with where I am and what I'm going through. You know, and I know you said you was going to use me, but right now it don't look like you use me. It look like everybody else want to use me. You know, what is going on? You know, and so this is good because we need to be able to strengthen each other. And one of the main things that I want us to be able to really, really grab hold of is that we are a body. And the body has systems working together that support itself. And we got to learn how to function as a body. And that means that my eye eyes have a function, my ears have a function, my hands, my feet, everything. And so I have to allow these different parts of my body to have their expression and have their, you know, allow them to function in the manner that they should so that, you know, I can be whole.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so it's important for us as ministry gifts. You know, and I know a lot of times we like to just call them titles, but they're not titles, they're gifts. And they're actually, these are action words. A prophet is an action word. Minister is an action word because it's not something that just that you are, it's something that you do. Amen. It identifies your function in the body of Christ. So evangelist is what you do. It's the work that God has placed in your hand. And so we have to learn to encourage one another and embrace the anointing that's on each other's life because you have something that I need. And I need to understand that you have something that I need. And it's not just all in what I have in me. I got to let you, let God, allow God to use you because when I allow you to, you know, allow God to use you in my life, then that means that there's going to be healings and deliverances and breakthroughs that I'm going to be able to receive because I was receptive to what God has given you. It's not always just somebody standing in the pulpit and bringing the message across the pulpit. We got to learn how to receive from one another in no matter what kind of forum it is.
Amen.
Amen. We got to begin to do that. It's important because there's too much going on in this hour. And even, you know, some of you, if you read the post that was sent out today about people charging, and I didn't get a chance to really, you know, really say what I want to say about that. But, you know, I'm going to get back to that. I'm going to get back to that one. You know, but it's vital because we are so tricked. We are so fooled that it doesn't matter, you know. And here's the thing. Let me say this. Who we are carries weight. And we got to understand that. If a nobody walks up and says, Jesus is not the Son of God, we're going to be like, you know what? You're full of the devil. You better get out of here. You know what I'm saying? And we've been able to rebuke them and all kind of stuff. But then when we got these big name people who get up and say things that are, you know, heresies.
Amen.
And they're out of order. We tend to make concessions for them because of who they are.
Amen.
And so this is the thing. We as gifts in the body of Christ, we can't make concessions for nobody. And I'm telling y'all, if y'all hear me and I'm off, you better tell me I'm off.
Amen.
You better tell me I'm off. And Prophet Sherry will tell you, I have said it before. Girl, if I'm wrong, you better tell me.
Yeah.
Amen. Come on now.
Yep.
Or else you don't really love me. Amen. It's not about, you know, honoring no one man's person. It's about us doing our function and, you know, rolling in the roles that God has commanded us to roll, you know, to be in and walking in the fullness of that. It doesn't matter. God don't have no respect to persons. He's not concerned with who people think you are and who you think you are and who I think I am.
Amen.
Do we stand on the integrity of the Word of God? Okay? And don't make excuses because somebody's got a great following and, you know, they seem to be selling a whole bunch of good tapes and CDs on their website. If they wrong, they are wrong.
That's right.
Amen.
And that's the message that, you know, we as the body of Christ, I'm going to tell you something. If we really stand up and cry against this foolishness, we'd be done shut them down.
Amen.
We can shut them down. But the thing about it is we are just a bunch of compromisers. You know, the church has fallen asleep, and this is why the voice of the prophet has got to be heard. The ministry and the voice of the evangelist has got to be heard. The evangelist keeps Jesus alive in the church.
Amen.
Yes.
We got to have the voice of the evangelist speaking and declaring who Jesus is.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? We got to have teachers that will come in. Teachers defend the Word of God. We've
Amen.
Got to let the teachers have expression in the body. Amen. The apostles helped us. They set God's due order in the house.
Amen.
We got to let these gifts have their expression. We got to be able to embrace all that God wants to do. I don't care who it is. If we love each other, we will keep each other in the truth.
Amen.
If we really love each other. And if we love each other, when we see one another going off, that's not for us to say, well, girl, her, sister, so-and-so, you will never believe who backslid. You know, not for that purpose. We got to learn how to bring correction to one another in love. If you love me, you don't want to see me die and go to hell.
Amen.
And so this is why we gotta get ourselves together. Get our eyes off of Hollywood. You know, and I heard somebody get on TBN with their crazy self talking about Hollywood. No such thing.
Yes.
No such thing. What kind of foolishness is that?
Yes.
We have lost our mind, and people shaking their head to my, oh, amen, that's right. Because we fell asleep.
Jesus.
And this is why God has to stir us again. He's got to wake us up, help us to realize who we are. Who we really are. Amen. So that we can do what he has called us to do and not compromise. If the church is going to be the church, amen, that means we got to get rid of the spots, the wrinkles, and the blemishes. Because when Jesus comes, he's coming for a church that is clean, that is pure, that is holy. And the scripture even talks about us purifying ourselves even as he is pure. So there's some things that we got to do. We can't just expect to come to church and shout and dance and speak in tongues and say, ooh, we had church. This word has got to work in us.
Amen.
Amen. This word is going to work in us. And we have to allow each other that when we come to church, and I've been saying this to our church and just, you know, the past few years really just harping on it, you know, and I'm going to keep harping on it. And that is when we come to church, I don't care if I'm preaching or if my husband is preaching or somebody else is preaching, the ministry is not left for one person to do. When we come into the doors to worship, amen, when we come in those doors to worship, you should have a word in you. You should be ready for God to use you.
Amen.
You should be ready that if there are prophetic words that need to come forth, if I don't speak it, you need to be able to speak
it. That's
right.
That is God's desire for the church.
Jesus.
How can we say, we can look at what Paul said, that the prophets are supposed to prophesy two or three. We can't even get one to get up and prophesy.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus. So we want to go get open doors.
Yeah.
So this is the stuff that we gotta work on this. We got to work on this. And that's why it's important for us to know, have a clear call. Because if you know what God has called you to do, nothing will move you from that place.
Amen.
And we cannot allow anything, anybody, any circumstances, any test, any trial, any devil, nothing to move us from what we know. That we know that God has called us and anointed us to do. And even if we are unsure of exactly what it is that he's called us to do, he still called us to be holy.
Amen.
He still called us to read the word on a daily basis. He's still calling us into prayer. And I'm telling you, as we begin to pray, and I was even sharing with the sister who is the head of intercessors at our church, and I told her, I said, you know, prophetic words should be coming out of intercession. God should be speaking while y'all praying. And if God ain't speaking while y'all praying, y'all ain't praying.
Wow.
My God.
It's as simple as that, because if you are interceding, God should be speaking to you about what you are praying for.
That's right.
He should be giving you an unction to pray for other things.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? You can come together with a list of what to pray for, but then God will begin to say, I want you to call out this name. Call out this person's name.
Mm-hmm.
God is waiting for to move on our behalf, but he wants us to get in action here.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
God.
He wants us to give him permission to move on our situation. Because he's not going to come and overtake nothing.
Sure won't.
And so we have to realize who we are and the authority that God has given us. And we got to begin to really take a hold of that and be serious about it and not allow ourselves to be moved. It is so important. It is so very important that we don't get caught up in this age that we're living in. Don't get caught up in what we see. It don't matter if we just got to go, you know, and we don't go, you know, we get to go just from house to house in fellowship. I don't care how we got to do it, as long as God get the glory. We don't have to have our name in lights. We ain't got to have 50,000 people. We don't have to have, you know, mega conferences. Who cares about all that? Is God getting the glory? Is that what he told you to do? Do what he told you to do.
Amen.
Obey God in the thing that he told you to do, so that the body of Christ can be blessed, so so that other people can be healed and delivered. Amen. So when you go to your church on Friday night or Sunday morning or whatever day you have service, know that it's not just the pastor or the apostle or the prophet's job to bring the word. God has gifted you with the same Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And he's expecting you to use that Holy Ghost. He's expecting for you to use the Spirit of God. Let the Spirit of God speak to you.
Teach it.
So what happens is because we are so concerned about me, my, and mine, us four and no more, because of that we have gotten so greedy and so hungry for, we say we're hungry for the things of God, but we're selfish.
Amen.
And because of that, we can't see the needs of our brethren. And people come into church and they're hurting, you know, they're discouraged, they're beaten down, they have gone through all week long, they haven't heard a good word from anywhere. It's our responsibility to be able to pick that up in the spirit and begin to minister to them.
Amen.
That's our job, and that should be what we are able to do. When we finish this class, it's not just for you to just say, okay, I went through school prophets, I got my certificates, and now I'm a prophet. No, you need to be what you say you are, or else you a fraud.
Amen.
I'm a fraud if I don't do what I say I am.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
I got to begin to not just say I'm prophetess whoever. I got to let prophetess be. I got to let the prophet be.
Amen.
Let the Spirit of God that's in me do what he want to do. Whenever
Amen.
God wants to speak, however God wants to move, whoever he wants to minister to, and any way he wants to do it. And in order for that to happen, that means we got to put ourselves aside and learn how to see the needs of others, because these gifts operate in love. Love is the motivating factor.
Amen.
Man, so true.
Love is the motivating factor. When we love one another, love is going to reach out his hand.
Lord.
Amen. You can't help it. Compassion will overtake you and make you do stuff that you really don't want to do in your own self.
Mm-hmm.
Before you even have a chance to think about it, you'll find yourself springing into action. Why? Because it's the Spirit of God leading you and driving you to do those things. So really, that's what this is about. That's what this is about. Have a clear call. You know what you know. Know what God is saying to you. Those of you who are not sure yet, keep seeking God. Keep getting in the Word of God. And as often as you feel the Lord leading you to, you know, to be a blessing to others, do just that. Pour your life out for the saints of God.
Hallelujah.
Give yourself to the ministry of the saints. That's what the Holy Spirit is in us for. It's not supposed to just Shonda by Shonda. That ain't what it's about.
Amen.
We're just supposed to speak in tongues and roll on the floor and shout and dance and, you know, shake our wigs off. That ain't what that's about.
Amen.
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 So let's allow, let that be our goal, that we will allow the Spirit of the Lord to just really, really have his way in us. And that we would just allow God to use us any way he sees fit, because that's what he wants to do. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I want you, so that we can be prepared for next week, I want you to read in your manuals the section. We're going into prophetic development 2. I want you to be ready for next week, Lord willing. Read types of prayer and section on types of prayer. It's in prophetic development 2. We're in prophetic development 2, and we want to start on. I want you to start reading on types of prayer if you haven't already, because I know some of y'all done read up ahead of us already. Amen. Well, just refresh your memory and go back and just skim through types of prayer. Amen. And worship. Read this section on fasting and we're going to also do who am I. That's going to be good.
Okay.
We're going to talk about fellowship, relationship, and sonship.
Amen.
Flowing. Amen. We're going to talk about fellowship, relationship, and sonship. So we're going to talk about our conception and everything that has to do with us, you know, moving through these stages in God. We're going to, when we begin class next week, Lord willing, we're going to begin with our next prophetic activation, which is Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. I want you to be able to, we're just going to do it briefly when we begin class. I want you to be able to briefly tell me, what do these verses mean? What are they speaking, you know, to us? I'm not telling you to go get the commentary and tell me what Matthew Henry said. I'm telling you to read these verses. Amen. Now, don't tell me what Jameson Fawcett Brown said either. Okay?
What? That's Malachi what?
Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. I want you to tell me, what do these verses mean to you? Even as we go on in the classes, we're going to be discussing what things that we hear the Lord speaking to us in this hour. Just be prepared for that. Just have your ear just so open to hear what God is saying, and be ready to share. Amen. Because this is it's class, so I'm not going to be doing all the talking all the time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I'm sorry.
You don't want no Matthew Henry long arm concordance.
No Matthew Henry, no Jameson Fawcett Brown. Don't give me IVP. I don't want to hear what IVP got to say about Malachi chapter 4 either.
Okay.
Those are my good books. Those are them books too. Okay. Don't go to studylake.org. Don't go to crosswalk.com. I want you to go to Malachi chapter 4.
You can't fool the prophet.
And pray over it.
And pray, yes, pray. Mm. Pray for insight in this scripture and tell me, what is God saying to you through this verse?
Amen.
And that is part of, some people, you know, you go to and they have these prophetic activations. They want you to blindfold yourself and then come up with these prophecies. That is just ridiculous. I will not be torturing people doing that mess. That is just a mess.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
Just what it is. I don't see God in that. But I want you to be able to, we should be able to hear God prophetically through the scripture. And those verses should be able to come alive and speak to us and give us a rhema word as we read it. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
So that,
you want to,
yes.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Can I ask a question? You say read Malachi, read the whole fourth chapter, but you want to focus on verse 5 and 6. Is that what you're saying?
To get a good context, you probably should read the whole chapter, but I only really want you to be able to elaborate on verses 5 and 6.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to understand. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
The emphasis is on verses 5 and 6.
Okay.
And we're going to go over that when we come back. And the other thing, the second part of that activation for next week, because this week we had a two-part question. Next week we'll have a two-part question. The other part of the question is, what prophetic personality do you feel you possess? And when I say that, I mean, when you read certain people, when you read certain books in the Bible, who reminds you of, who do you see yourself as you read the scripture?
Okay.
You know, when you read, are you a crybaby like Jeremiah? You know, you know, something like that. That's along the lines. What prophetic personality do you possess? Who do you see in the scripture that you know, you feel like God deals with you like that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm making you dig, y'all. I'm making you dig. You know, because I don't want you just, and I want you to tell me why you feel like that, because, you know, I want to know, you know, who, what, when, where, why, and how. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. You know, so, and I will post it to the group in case you forget. So I will post those things to the group and everything. And we just thank God for class tonight. Amen.
Amen.
We finished a little, well, I don't know if that's a little bit earlier, but it's not 2 hours. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for those who have joined us tonight, and we just ask you, you know, if you feel led to come back and join us next week, praise God, we'll be on the line again, Lord willing, at 9 o'clock next Thursday.
Amen.
Amen. And we're just going to be coming together to hear what does save the Lord and to encourage one another as we, you know, do the will of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I want we want to go ahead and close out with prayer. I'm going to ask our prophetess Shanitha, are you still on the line?
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Would you?
I knew this was coming. I knew
this was. I think I'm working out. We got to work it out. Amen. Would you close us out with prayer?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Father God. Father God, we come in your Son Jesus' name, God. We just ask
Thank
that
you, Jesus.
You continue to bless Prophetess Doug, oh God, as she feeds us, oh God, and she gives us, oh God, our place, oh God, that you have ordained for us to walk in. God, we pray for this group, every member, in the name of Jesus, oh God.
Yes, Jesus.
That they be enlightened, oh God, and that you speak to them in the name of Jesus, oh God.
Yes,
speak
Jesus.
To all of us, oh God. Continue to anoint us the more as we do our daily ministry, oh God, for you, whether in our churches or our own personal ministry, God. God, we just ask that you have your way in this group, oh God, in the name
yes,
of Jesus,
Jesus,
God. We come seeking and just getting and receiving. We're hungry, God, for you, God, and we're longing, oh God, to get closest to you, oh God, and we're just We just want to praise
you,
oh God, in our every action,
yes,
oh God, in our every deed, oh God, in our
yes,
thoughts,
yes.
oh God. God, continue to purify us, oh God, that we may walk upright, oh God, before you, oh God. God, pursuing holiness, oh God, like
Jesus,
never before,
Jesus,
in the name of
Jesus.
Jesus. God, we thank you and we give you praise
thank
and glory
you,
tonight, God, forever. You are our King. You are our Lord. We bless
yes,
you and we
yes,
love you, God.
Yes.
In
you,
Jesus',
Jesus.
Name, amen.
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 I love you guys and thank God for you. Amen. Love you all. And I look forward to fellowshipping with you throughout the rest of the week. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Y'all have a good night.
Okay.
All right. Good night.
Night.
Good night.
Good night.